The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week, 'cause that's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance cheek to cheek. I don't mind Sunday night at all, 'cause that's the night friends come to ball. And Monday to Friday's a gas, and another week goes past. But Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. I sing the song that I sang for the memories I usually seek, until I hear you at the door, till you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. There's Francis Albert, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. We are rolling. We are smoking. Five boroughs is in the house. And Big Al is in the house. Hi, everybody. Doing? And the empty chair with the... This is... People have bought... Got, this is... First of all, I don't know how to describe to you how grateful I am when you're kind enough to reach out to me and to wish me good wishes for Father's Day, for birthties, and you listen all around the world, and I see where the tweets and where the Facebook messages come in. Thank you for that. Thank you. So then I walk into my office, and then I have like gifts in my office. And now Frank wants to be left in people's wills. So if you want to leave Frank in the will, that's great. I'm grateful for a little card. Look at this. Look how beautiful this card is. Look at that, man. St. Joseph with baby Jesus. That's what that is. I love this. And this comes from, this is our good friend. Look at this. May God bless you on this Father's Day and safely guide you through a year that's filled with happiness and special blessings too. Happy Father's Day. It's God bless Bridget and Robert. These are two of our favorite listeners. They've been there from day one. Bridget was in when we performed at Tampa, and I put Michael on stage. She was the one that got the video of Michael, which I always appreciated that, and Michael's first true public appearance. Then what else do I have? I open up Joe. Thanks for you make us feel so young. We're blessed and we're so honored to call you a friend. This is so nice. Bridget, thank you for that. A beautiful, beautiful card. She wrote a little check out for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Camden County.
That's nice.
Great. That is cool.
That's nice.
Because I'm the spokesperson for the Boys and Girls Clubs. And thank you. Thank you, Bridget. We will send this check and to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Camden County. Camden County. Now, don't forget, Camden is one of the most dangerous cities in America. If you remember, not too long ago. And now it's come back in a big way, and through Governor Christie, through Mr. George Norcross down there in Camden, they've helped build up this great, beautiful city, and this will help, Bridget, more than you know. So God bless you. Now, a present for Daddy. What are you going to do? It's a present. Here we go. Are you ready for this? Here we go. What is this?
Cufflinks.
Let's take a look.
That's the smallest tie I've ever seen.
Those are great cufflinks. Bridget, look at these cufflinks I got.
Oh, those are nice.
Come on. Bridget's married, right?
They're purple in there.
Yes, she married. There is a little
happily
purple, a little blue.
Most of the time.
That's not
happily most of the
that's
time.
Not nice.
Bridget,
that's
we're really kidding. We're kidding. Bridget, thank you.
Bridget and Robert, thank you.
Bridget and Robert.
I mean, come on. Really?
Bridget and Robert, you're right. Thank you for being nice. This is beautiful.
I got a Nixon bobblehead doll from
did you?
From
did you?
From
did
my,
you really get
birthday.
That?
Yeah.
Oh, James Rosen will be very jealous.
Oh,
of that.
You know.
And Roger Stone will be very jealous.
I know.
By the way, you got to tell me about the Roger Stone fundraiser. Al, hold your thought for 2 seconds.
Thank you. I appreciate you mentioning this. So we're doing this fundraiser in Staten Island on Saturday, 5 p.m., the Annadale Terrace. Roger Stone is broke. He lost his house.
Really?
Lost his apartment here in Manhattan. And is struggling to pay his legal bills. He's got about $2 million worth of legal fees. So he's coming up to Staten Island to do this event with me. Everyone's invited.
Okay. When is it?
It's Saturday, 5 p.m. at the Annandale Terrace.
Oh, really?
We are asking people to buy tickets in advance so that we so I don't tell the restaurant.
But
yeah,
we've
got 60 people coming
and then
20 people coming.
But it's not just Roger Stone. It's the collateral damage of the Mueller probe.
Right.
It's insane.
And by the way, this is totally non-political. We have Democrats that are coming to this, independents, people that hate Trump.
Yeah.
But what the Justice Department is doing to this man is really wrong.
Right. And if it could happen to Roger?
It could happen to anybody. Right. And if people want to buy tickets, they can go to my Facebook page, just facebook.com.
I'll be on Staten Island.
Morano fan. It's right at the top. Yeah, well, good. I hope you'll come.
Thank you.
I might pass by and beat the horn. Right. Are Bridget and Robert invited to the nuptials?
They did get invited. I don't want to focus.
I know.
Who's in
right.
and who's
Bridget
out.
And Rob, these are among the best couplings that I've seen. These are classic.
They're
couplings.
Gorgeous. They're really nice.
I have a greenish on, but I'm going to wear them with the blue. And I wore it on the Columbus Day Parade. I wear my go-to tie on stage is the one Bridget got me. A classy couple. Beautiful
Until
people.
You gave me my Frankie Five Burrows whiskey glass. The whiskey glass that she had given me was my go-to whiskey glass.
Listen, any gifts, take care of Frank Morano. We appreciate it.
He'd like send them gifts. In. Money in your will,
and
Frank will be happy to.
And this is one of the best pictures of St. Joseph, my patron saint. I appreciate that, Bridget. God bless you, and I love you, and Robert, too. Hey, so, Frank, so what do you do? What do you do? What are you laughing about?
Because the thank you to Bridget is very sincere, and then Robert is kind of an afterthought.
Right.
Like, as if he didn't have any input in the whole thing. It's like, Bridget, thank you. I love you. This is great. Robert, too. Like it kind of fades away.
Robert's working hard, paying for those couples.
Yeah, right, you know.
No, Bridget's working every single day up in that.
That she is.
You're right. You read me as you usually do, Mr. Cotullo. But 7-Eleven. I think no. The thing is, I think I would want to meet somebody like Bridget that cares enough.
Oh, I can see why.
I bet you can. No, it's a and I think I do have some people that kind of want to marry me, and they kind of, and I just I'm not ready for that.
All of them,
but
so.
Tell me, so I got a nice birthday greeting from one girl who wants to marry me, and it was great. And I said thank you, and then I waited.
Notice, I said thank you. Right. He says it very quickly, as if I got to get it out there, but. Right. That's not really the one I
it
wanted
like
to
wants
send
to
me the birthday
that
message.
Birthday greeter to Robert.
Right, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
So that now, I did not get a birthday greeting. Now, I have to check, and I hope I may be wrong, and I will stand corrected.
She does have your number.
That's right. Yeah. Like, let me just, looking at Texas, I did not get a text birthday from Miss Alt. I don't see it at all. No, I don't see it. No,
representative maybe sent a birthday greeting.
Her agent.
On behalf of
her agent. Heidi Marie sent me something. Listen, listen, I got to tell you, you know what, though? You know who did send me a birthday greeting? Texas to my home?
Who?
The state trooper.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Excuse me.
Need a lift?
Ooh,
all right.
So she was great, and everybody, and all the state troopers. Did you?
You responded instantly, of course, because she has a gun.
Did I tell you? Did I tell you this yesterday?
What the state
trooper said about after they saw me with the this. She's a beautiful gal, but she's a kick butt. Really,
well,
she's
you need that.
She's a homicide detective. Excuse me. I mean, with this woman is seen, I can't
even
imagine.
She goes into your house with the cabinets open.
She rides a Harley.
Wow.
Oh,
and
that's
I said to her, do you wear leather when you ride that Harley?
What did she say?
Yes, I do.
Oh, boy.
I know. Exactly. And she's got a truck. She's got like a truck, like a Ram truck or something.
Dream. I mentioned to you I'm a big supporter of law enforcement.
Did I tell you, so one of the young cops tweeted me out, said, Joe, you give us young people inspiration, so when we get older, we have a shot with the ladies. that was kind of a backhanded compliment.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. But I got the tweet. I didn't get the text from somebody else. I got this. Who's counting?
You never know. You know, Carol has a lot of unorthodox beliefs. Like, she might not celebrate
yesterday
your birthday on your actual day.
Makes you feel good. Makes you feel good. No, it's all good.
Yeah, I cut right to the quick. That's it.
It's all good. You said put her on the island?
That's it. Put her on the island.
No.
So if I can I get 7:14, I got to tell you.
Because you notice he gushed over the trooper wishing him a happy birthday.
Well,
Bridget kind of backhandedly thanked the husband. And then the other person who sent him
wants to marry him.
Yeah, thank you. Whatever. He was like the teacher in Charlie
Brown.
So
somebody doesn't text me birthday. So Sonny Grasso is a French Connection cop, legendary NYPD. Let me tell you about Sonny. Sonny's the best. He's like he is like the Godfather. Great guy. Tough. He they did the French Connection movie.
Yeah.
And the Roy Scheider played him in the film. I'm telling you, it's fantastic. So Sonny, if you cross Sonny, he puts you on the island. I told you this before. On the island. Hey Sonny, where's so and so? He's on the island. I mean, he's not talking. You know what I mean? He puts him away. So I think if you don't text me my birthday
Green. Oh, no. Well, so but everybody that celebrated your birthday Friday night.
We got some people on the island we're not telling you about. Right, but, don't we, guys? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I want to talk to you about a few of those off air. But they want to promote some events and stuff, so I'll go over
there. They're on the island.
So Friday night at Michael's Brooklyn, everyone that was there, they're covered in terms of your birthday greetings, right? They don't have to also text you yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was...
Hey. By the way, and thank you to Congressman Peter King. That was the nicest email. I didn't see that before I talked to the congressman. Next time we talk to him, he's kind enough to come on the show regularly. That was the nicest email I've ever seen.
Yeah, he put out a whole statement honoring you, you know, and celebrating Michael's of Brooklyn for your birthday. That was I've never seen anything like that. Yeah. It's really special.
Yeah, and because he does such a good job, and he's right at the forefront of every cutting issue in Long Island and his district. So I appreciate that very, very much.
His daughter. Up and coming political star,
she's doing great.
As well in Hempstead.
She's just doing great. Hey, we got a lot to do now. Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis will join us. Matthew Hennessy as well. Commissioner Bill Bratton, top of the 8 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss the commissioner live in studio with Joe and Mike Gallagher as well. Aaron Sykes and one of the funniest cats in the world. And I've been blessed with some funny guys that I work with. And Mike Marino is funny. You know, John Bramnick, he crushed it in Atlantic City. John did. That was great to watch him on stage at the Tropicana. And Jeff Norris, my buddy, who's just one of the funniest guys in the world. John DiDomenico is an impressionist that is just extraordinary. And he's going to come up in the 9 o'clock hour. So we'll have some fun. And your phone calls at 877-970-2999. I see Big Julie. I just like having a caller named Big Julie. And I hate to keep him waiting because I think something might happen if I don't go to Big Julie on the call board, 717 on AM 970, The Answer with Joe. Big Julie, how you doing, man? Sorry to keep you waiting. And a good morning to you, my friend.
Anytime. Listen, I wanted to wish you a happy birthday and a chin's on. At this age, you're supposed to say chin's on, which means 100 years. You're supposed to say, I only got 30 more. And when you get older, you got to get away from the chin's on. But listen, I want to call up on the immigration thing.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see if I can help Mario Cuomo out a little bit.
All right.
I'm glad they gave him the licenses and everything. Maybe he can also allow them to have no jury duty, an easy way to vote. And let's give him some city housing. And maybe even some state and city job opportunities. Yeah. And then they can go back by boat and leave by plane. You know what I'm saying? Everything's always good. But I wanted to say happy birthday to you, Joe.
Thank you, Julie.
The governor will figure this whole thing out.
Yeah, you know thank you, mean? Julie. No, I know. I know what you mean. Julie's saying it's so true, too. The driver's license, though, I'm thinking backhand, and I like to keep everything under the radar. Once you give an illegal driver's license, you can track that person. And God forgive me, I don't mean to be like, oh, the government can now track that person. But you know what? The government can now track that person, and you should. If you're into this country illegally, that's the way to do it. I don't think anybody signs up for this. I don't know what the governor's initiative is except for votes, certainly. But to register illegals, the fact of the matter is you don't want to turn it to California where they're spending $100 million on health care for illegals. You know the money I have to pay? Also college. And then this. I got to tell you this story, too. And I've told you this before. I don't want to mention the name. 18 after 7 o'clock. I got a buddy. I don't want to identify him. His son is at a college out west, right? So the guy's paying full price for the tuition. The kid has a roommate in college that is a quote-unquote dreamer. Dreamer. Comes in, you know, he's the children. Somebody, when you come into this country, automatically you become a citizen if you're born. He's a dreamer. The kid, free college for the dreamer. Free college for the dreamer. This is out in Arizona. So my buddy goes to the school board, the tuition board, and he says, hey, yo, I'm paying all this money. I'm an American citizen. My kid has a job. He has his own insurance. He's out there working. And he comes in, now I have to pay. Why? They said, well, and then his origin is from another country, my buddy. I don't want to identify him. They say to him, well, if your son goes back to the country where your people came from, and then he registers in that country, then comes in here, and he'll be like an immigrant, he can get free tuition too. Where the heck are we? Where the heck are we? Where's the merit? Where's the merit-based system where you come in and you got to earn what you have? Earn it, like the way my grandparents did. We are so out of control. And you know what? I wish we could just say to everybody, come on in. We'll pay for you. Come on in. But there's two things. Number one, I can't afford it anymore. My taxes can't be any higher than it is. Number two, look at what's happening with measles. It's the Ebola now. There's problems with Ebola in Africa. It's going to end up here. So the health and the finances of you and I are at risk when we just let anyone in the country. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock with Joe on the radio, Nicole Malliotakis will join us momentarily. Debbie Duhame is out there on the roads looking out for you on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Debbie. I see you.
Hi, I see you guys. Looking good. You know, the undocumented workers, I don't think they realize how expensive speeding tickets are, so they better be careful when they get their licenses, because, oh boy, it can be very expensive. Let's see what's happening out here, guys. LIE westbound slowing down as you get right out through Casino Boulevard. Heavy traffic in toward the BQE through that new construction zone. It's busy on the Grand Central Parkway westbound at 188th with an accident blocking one lane over there. And traffic is moving slowly on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound 440 all the way out to the Verrazano Bridge. Westbound belt slowing down through Lefferts Boulevard. It's busy still on the Gowanus East up at 38th, but they cleaned up a crash. Deegan South slowing down, getting down toward the Cross Bronx Expressway. Inbound GWB 30 minutes in. Lincoln 35. Holland about 15 to 20. We're seeing some slowdowns this morning as you head to 1 and 9 Tunnelly Avenue, heading southbound into Secaucus Road in Jersey City. An accident over there. One lane remains blocked in the Garden State Parkway South. 137 accident getting down toward Cranford, and traffic moving slowly on 84 West at 684 with an accident blocking one lane. Checking in on the forecast, rain today, some thunderstorms likely, high of 73. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high of 74. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Right now, Napa Auto Care Centers, when you spend $250 on Napa brake parts, you can get a $75 prepaid Visa card. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Larry Elder isn't surprised the Democrats don't like the president's deal with Mexico.
Even CNN said that Trump got almost everything he wanted from Mexico in the agreement. Now, were Democrats happy that tariffs were not imposed and that this threat to our economy has been averted and that possibly the 100,000 or so illegal aliens across the border last month, that number will go down? Not exactly.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
From the Fox Business Network, a hit production company could be making programming for Warner Media streaming service expected to launch later this year. Market Watch says J.J. Abrams, whose Bad Robot Productions is behind Lost, Alias, and Westworld, is close to a deal worth $500 million with AT&T's Warner Media. Shares of meat and poultry companies declined yesterday after the Agriculture Department released numbers indicating farmers have planted fewer acres of corn and soybeans because of persistent flooding. Meat producers need those crops for feed. Supersonic aircraft could be making a comeback. The Concorde stopped flying in 2003. The Wall Street Journal says now there are at least four commercial businesses looking to certify supersonic planes in the U.S. The Dow was up 22 yesterday. NASDAQ gained 48, S&P up 2. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryan, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to operationhope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the Hope 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to operationhope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
I realize those statements sound unbelievable, but it's true. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Our most fundamental freedoms are under attack, and these very attacks could happen in your business, in your school, or even where you volunteer. I'm asking you to give to the Freedom Fund right now to protect not only your freedoms, but also the freedoms of your children and grandchildren. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com and click on the ADF banner, Alliance Defending Freedom, or call 800-569-5555. Your gift of $100 will help defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight critical court battles. That's 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559, or am970theanswer.com.
Good morning, good morning. It's Joe on the radio. Thank you, Albert. Thank you. If you're feeling run down, you don't have the energy that you used to, we want you to try Balance of Nature, please. We're all on the Balance of Nature journey, and it has been great. I have in my pocket, look at, you think I'm kidding, I don't have, I show you on camera, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. I carry it with me because I have my second dose of the fruits coming up right after the show. And I suggest that you just call Balance of Nature. You have a health coach, just check it out. That's all I ask. That's all I ask is that you call 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. There's a health coach that you could talk to for free. And whatever's bothering you, listen, please, whatever's bothering you, you know, I feel run down, I'm not sure, that health coach will walk you through it the way Dr. Douglas Howard does for everybody else. I'm telling you, this is the best thing that you'll be able to take for your energy, for putting off colds that attack your body, for allergies. And this is not a clinical study, this is me telling you how it affects me, how it affects Frankie and Albert and Debbie. I tell you, we're all on the Balance of Nature journey, and we want you to do the same thing. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings. Do you hear me tell you? 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you will feel great. It's time to improve the quality of your life. I love you. You're part of the family. You're around this virtual kitchen table every single morning. So I want to tell you something that's good for you. Balance of Nature, in my opinion, is the best thing that will happen to you energy-wise and health-wise. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, here's the number. You know it. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com. Please use the promo code The Answer.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Oh, what a morning. One day we're going to record off mic everything, and then we'll be fired.
Publicly disgraced.
Fired. You want it to be the last day, you're more than welcome.
We're trying. No. We're trying. Once we make the leap to satellite radio, maybe we simulcast on AM 970, then we can say whatever we want. Hey, Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis is a state assembly member representing Staten Island in Brooklyn. Assemblywoman, welcome back to the show, Nicole. How are you doing?
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good, good. Live in Albany. You're from Albany. Oh, you work, girl, you work so hard. We love that about you, Nicole. Now, Nicole, help me out here because we know each other well enough, I think. You know, I said it's better to register the illegals if they come in, and if it takes driver's licenses to register them, maybe we could track them. But I would love to hear your take on that. And are driver licenses for illegals in New York State, is that a done deal?
Well, it's a done deal. The governor signed it late last night. But what I'll say is, look, we should not, as a state, be circumventing federal laws. And at a time particularly when our president and the responsible members of Congress are looking for ways and trying everything they can to secure our borders, to stem the flow of illegal migrants, and actually streamline the broken system so people can come out of the shadows of society. I mean, these are all things that the president's trying to accomplish, and we're making it harder for him to do that by, passing not only this law, but multiple laws that have happened, that have passed this year. You know, this particular law is problematic. Because number one, it's incentivizing. And just as, you know, we passed free college tuition and access to tuition assistance program earlier this year for those who are in our country unlawfully. We've also, I didn't vote for these things, but my colleagues also did lower the sentencing for misdemeanor crimes from 365 days to 364 days, so it doesn't trigger deportation or cooperation with federal detainer requests. The driver's license bill has a number of things in there that are really problematic. You're basically tying the hands of law enforcement. In order for a federal agency to access the background information, DMV would actually have to give the license holder 3 days notice within 3 days that a federal entity is looking for them. So now if somebody is here, if they committed a crime, and now they're subject to a detainer request, you know, because the city has tied its hands from cooperating with those detainer requests. Now, if they're seeking those records on their own, they're actually going to give them a heads up. Hey, they're looking for you.
Is that really a law, Nicole? Why is that a law? How could that be a law in the books that?
I have to say, when I brought it up on the floor during the debate, we are making the DMV workers, the employees,
yes,
guilty of aiding and abetting doing that.
That's right.
It's ridiculous. But also, more importantly, perhaps more problematic, I would say, in a post-9/11 world, is that we cannot verify these documents. The New York State Association of County Clerks has come out repeatedly during this debate saying that, you know, they don't have the tools to verify that these foreign documents that people will use to apply for driver's licenses are authentic, that they're genuine, right? And certainly that should be something problematic. I'm sure the majority of people that want to apply for driver's license are here. They're working hard, and they're good people, despite the fact that they crossed here and they're here unlawfully. But we cannot take the chance. Just one person who wants to obtain a driver's license to commit a nefarious act. Yeah. And that's going to be very problematic for all of us, right?
Yeah.
We shouldn't be taking those chances.
No, you lay out a great argument, Nicole. Will this allow illegal aliens to get insurance, by the way?
Well, they're going to have to comply with the our state driving law. So they're going to have to obtain, or they should be obtaining, insurance like everyone else. What it doesn't do is it doesn't allow them to qualify for a real ID. Mm. Which now, as a result of the 9/11 commission report, there's different criteria to apply for a driver's license that allows you to board a plane. But as we know, individuals, there was somebody who rented a truck and on the West Side Highway and unfortunately killed a tourist. We just have to be very cautious about we're doing.
Yeah,
and Nicole, I don't think that this was a very good idea.
Do you think this will open the door to illegal aliens voting, Nicole?
Well, this is another argument that I brought up during the debate, because I've asked straight out the question is, the House of Representatives, the Democrats that are in the House right now, did pass a bill that allows for automatic voter registration. And, if New York now has driver's license that are being given to those who are here unlawfully, how do we make sure that those individuals aren't automatically registered to vote, even if it's done so accidentally, as has been the case in states like Pennsylvania? There have been non-citizens that have been registered to vote in other states as well. And so that is something that we need to be cautious about, and we should plan for, because these are consequences that may come up in the future should New York State adopt automatic voter registration, or if the Congress ends up passing it, should the Senate flip. So, I mean, these are all questions I've asked. They said that they don't have anything in place to ensure that that they're
Amazing.
Not registered,
Amazing.
Basically, is what was the answer. And you can see the whole debate on my Facebook page. But, you know, that is something that I brought up and others brought up, very concerning. We want to secure the integrity of our elections. And this is certainly something that I think could have the potential to undermine it if we're not ensuring, if we're not sharing that information on who is registered and who's not, who is eligible to vote and who's not.
It's amazing. And how does this work with illegals around the rest of the country, Nicole? Do we know?
Well, I mean, every state has different policies. So some states require that you have a taxpayer identification number. New York state law does not do that. Some states require that you have multiple years of tax returns to show that you're truly a resident of the state. This New York state does not do so. So there's different criteria in different states. Ours is by far the most lax. And I guess that's been the goal. You know, we need to be
Amazing.
The most regressive in the nation.
Yeah.
We can't just do it. You know, they can't just do what they want to do. They have to be the most regressive in the nation on every issue this year.
Yeah.
Hey, Nicole,
No, I was going to say, you're the only one fighting up there. You're just fighting up there, and it must be so tough. It's lonely up there. I know you got some other great people like Kieran Lawler with you up there in the assembly, but my goodness gracious, Nicole, it must be frustrating for you. You're doing all the right things.
Why don't we
help out the people in the stressed areas, the citizens, or NYCHA, even though it's a federal issue. Wouldn't it be nice if New York State worried about that? Why is the left, the progressives, Nicole, and we'll let you go, and we appreciate your time always. Yeah. You're very gracious with your time. But why are the progressives so obsessed with illegals when they're abandoning the stressed areas of the states and around the country? You will see down in the House of Representatives, the House of Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, and Adam Schiff, and Gerald Nadler, they don't care about the people within their district who are having problems, who are living in poverty, for crying out loud. I mean, why are they so concerned?
Here in New York, we are severely outnumbered, and you know, in the assembly, it's over 2-1, and we lost the Senate, so we don't have that dynamic before where we used to be the bad cops exposing what they were doing, and the Republicans would negotiate for better proposals behind the scenes. Now it's just it's one party rule. This is it. This is what you get under one party rule. And what I'll say is that you're right. We haven't done what we should be doing for those who actually elected us, the citizens of the state of New York. We haven't made New York more affordable. We have not fixed the transit system. We haven't made NYCHA a place people can live in dignity.
Amazing.
These are all issues that I was hoping we would be addressing this session, but unfortunately their priorities have been to protect individuals who are here unlawfully, to protect criminals, a whole bunch of bills that protect the rights of criminals at the expense of justice for the victims. So this is the backwards priority. You know, we have elections. And you get what you vote for, and this is what you got. So, unfortunately, hopefully, you'll send me some more friends next time, so I can fight a little better, be more effective by having some more colleagues to join the fight.
Nicole, thank you. Keep the fight, girl. You're doing a great job, Nicole Maliotakis. Appreciate you checking in with us, and thanks so much
for
all you do for the great state of New York. Assemblywoman Nicole Maliotakis. She's a young gal doing the right thing in Albany, and man, it ain't easy. 877-970-2999. It's 7:37 with Joe on the radio. Big Al standing by with the headline news just for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
69 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Another American tourist is dead after vacationing in the Dominican Republic. A 55-year-old New Jersey man was found dead in his room Thursday at the Terra Linda Resort in Sousa in the northern part of the Caribbean country. NBC News reports that the man is the ninth American tourist to mysteriously and suddenly pass away while visiting the country. The string of deaths stretches back months, and deaths aren't isolated to one location. Toxicology results for several of the tourists are still pending. New Jersey residents will be able to pick up a dose of an opioid overdose reversal drug at no cost today. The State Poison Control Center says people can anonymously obtain naloxone at participating pharmacies all day. No prescription, payment, insurance, or even name will be needed. The U.S. Surgeon General says naloxone is a safe antidote that can save a life when given in time. In sports, Masahiro Tanaka fired a complete game two-hit shutout as the Yankees blanked the Rays 3-0 in the Bronx. Bombers have won three in a row to move to a game and a half ahead of the Rays in the AL East. And the Mets bullpen, they gave up seven late runs in a 12-3 loss to the Braves in Atlanta. The Amazons have lost five of their last seven. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you. We're going to take it over to the southbound thruway. Stop and go traffic, Spring Valley down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. If you're taking a ride to the Goat Trail, a car went into the ditch here, getting down past the Bear Mountain Bridge. So watch for slowdowns there. 684 south at the Sawmill, an accident just clear, but expect delays. We're still seeing delays this morning. Cross Bronx West out toward 3rd Avenue. Inbound GWB about 25. Lincoln up to 45. Holland Tunnel looks okay from the turnpike, but 20 in from 1 and 9. Let's see what's happening on the Garden State Parkway. Garden State Parkway south of 137. A collision looks like two lanes blocked over there, and we're still seeing delays on the Belt. Eastbound Belt at Flatbush Avenue, a crash. Bronx River Parkway south at 177th, a collision there. LIE westbound slowing down through the construction zone by the BQE in toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And the Grand Central west at 188th, a collision. Rain today as well. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hoppe, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-813-5400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-813-5400. That's 1-800-813-5400. 1-800-813-5400.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Trivium Academy of New Jersey, Upper Room Christian School, Christ Our Foundation Learning Center. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition, or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Oh, look at this. How does this sound, if I may? Joe on the radio, 742, and great to have you with us. Matthew Hennessy is going to join us momentarily, but I want to tell you, strolling the streets of Florence, huh? Seeing the iconic Statue of David, imagine yourself in a romantic and iconic gondola sliding through the unique beauty that is Venice. Cruise the magical Isle of Capri. Visit a 400-year-old vineyard in the rolling hills of Tuscany. That's amazing, right? I'm telling you, it's simply a phone call away with Perillo Tours. You could choose from so many options. Perhaps the popular, fully escorted, first-class 14-day Italy North Classic, Rome, Sorrento, Florence, Venice, and Milano, or the Taste of Italy Tour with gourmet meals and cooking classes in Bologna, Florence, Perugia, and, of course, Roma. Steve Perillo will customize your perfect Italy vacation. I know this firsthand. It's exactly what Steve does better than anybody. His team can put you in a 16th-century villa in the heart of Tuscany, or help arrange your romantic wedding or honeymoon or a fantasy renewal of your vows in magical Venice. Call for a Perillo 2019 Italy brochure, 888-PERILLO. Janice and the team are standing by for you as I speak. 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O. Or visit, please,
ParilloTours.com, ParilloTours.com, or your travel agent for simply the best travel experience of your life, Perillo Tours.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Matthew Hennessy, you know what? This is the morning we should record what's off mic, but we won't. So Matthew Hennessy, he's the deputy opinion editor for the Wall Street Journal editorial page and author of the book Zero Hour for Gen X, How the Last Adult Generation Can Save America from Millennials. Zero Hour for Gen X. Matthew, welcome back to the show, man. Wait a minute. So you're an Irish guy and the five kids, I understand. You're a young guy. I have five kids, but you're a lot younger than I am, brother. God bless you.
You don't have to be that old to have kids, Joe. Yeah. I don't know if you heard.
how old is your oldest?
She's 15.
Yeah. Oh, look at you. Oh, you're a baby like me. Yeah. You know what's great? My son, Joey, was just up here, and he's older now, but I was, like, young when I had you. And it's great because you could pal with your kids. You know what I mean?
Well, I was 30, I think, when she was born, so I'm 45 now. That math adds up, right?
It's good. I know, but I have a young baby, too, and I'm going to be in the home soon, so yeah, it's going to be like, where's your father?
Where you, got a lot of energy, John. Huh? So
I know. I ain't stopping, man. And wait, you just got back from Rome?
I just got back from Rome. I didn't go with Perillo, but that sounds like a lovely tour. But Rome will knock your socks off, man.
Yeah, isn't it the best, though?
It was incredible. I mean, we went to see the churches, but we also went to see the restaurants, and the food was unbelievable. I never ate like that.
You've been to your homeland of Ireland.
I have been there. Yeah,
yeah, that's
my homeland is New Jersey, but Ireland's nice.
There you go.
Too.
There you go. Jersey boy right here. So, Matthew, how do you think the Democratic presidential contest is playing out, sir?
Well, it's kind of playing out according to plan. You got your front runner, Joe Biden, who's slipping a little bit in the last couple of weeks. The latest polls are doing what you would expect to do to a front runner. He's slipping, although he announced yesterday in a kind of a casual way that he's raised a lot of money from a lot of people. He didn't have to announce this for another couple of weeks, but he's decided to jump the gun and sort of in an attempt to blow people's minds and say he's raised 20-something million dollars, which is a lot of money at $55 a pop.
Absolutely.
So he's running the classic kind of front-runner campaign. I think at this point the story really is Joe Biden slipping and Buttigieg rising. That's kind of what the polls are showing. Most of the energy on the Democratic left is all around Buttigieg, and everyone else is kind of trying to hang on by their fingernails and not lose what they've got. Nobody else is really gaining the way he is. And we'll know more, like I said, in 2 weeks when they announce their fundraising halls, who's really energizing people, because at this stage of the campaign, the sort of proxy for how well you're doing is how much money you're raising.
And Buttigieg, this guy, he's, you know, veteran, and seems like a nice guy, although his father was like a Marxist or something,
yeah,
right?
Pretty much straight up
Marxist. You know, and then if you see the problem in South Bend just overnight, there was a problem, there was a shooting, and then, of course, he's got the problem. Maybe these guys, they just think they can run for president. It's like Mayor de Blasio. Hey, could you help us in the city before you go on a national stage?
That's a whole de Blasio is a whole nother story. This guy can't even scratch 1% in the polls, but Buttigieg, I mean, we forget that these guys have day jobs, you know. They have cities that they have to manage.
Yeah,
and he's
man.
A very impressive young guy, and it's working very well for him right now to present himself as the sort of the straightest gay man in America. Like, he's a very palatable sort of, like, just a young kid from the neighborhood, very preppy. Policy-wise, when you start listening to his sort of his policy rap, it's very left and it's very progressive.
Thank you.
And it's not.
Thank you.
It's not at all this sort of like mid-America boy next door routine the way he presents.
Great point. Yeah. That is right on the money, Matthew. As you always are, we appreciate that. You know, and but should you put any credence in these polls? I love that meme that's going around online. I've seen that where they on election night. On the 2016, man, when they show everybody going, Donald Trump will never be president. He's never going to be president. There's a meme that I think it came out of CNN and all the other left-wing media. But they did, and then as each state went, boom, as Wisconsin went, boom, as Pennsylvania went, boom. And so the polls, and to this point, in 2015, and I read a poll earlier that Kevin from Fox put out, Donald Trump was at like 2% when they first started, and Jeb Bush was 22%. Any credence in these polls at all?
No, not really. For the for the reason that you just explained, if these polls were real, Jeb Bush would have gone poll to poll,
and he had $300 million. Remember?
But it speaks to something really important as the months start to as the campaign starts to accelerate. Trump is a fantastic campaigner. He's not such a great, let's say, public face of his own administration. He has a tendency to get in his own way. As we know, he's his own worst enemy. You see this in the interview he did with Stephanopoulos last week that sort of leaked out over the weekend, where he's being very petty and very petulant and getting after his staff for coughing while he's trying to talk. It's not a good look. However, when he's out in front of a crowd and when he's in a big airplane hangar and when he's pressing the flesh and when he's driving the narrative and determining what the conversation is going to be and giving people nicknames and owning in debates, we're going to see these kind of his worst qualities fade away, I think, and his better qualities are going to rise to the top. And you're going to see, I think, the same sort of march that we saw last time is going to be a very tight election, and a lot's going to depend on who they nominate on the other side.
You know, so much to talk to you about, man. Can you tell us about quickly, Matthew? Matthew is deputy opinion editor for the Wall Street Journal. He's a great guy, Jersey guy. And you got to check out Matthew's book, Zero Hour for Gen X, How the Last Adult Generation Can Save America from Millennials. But, you know, some of the millennials are okay, right?
A lot of them are great. There's one sitting next to me, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know how old Frank is, but
no one knows.
He might be one of the good ones.
No one knows. But, you know, there are some people. And I saw my kids. I was at the 8th grade graduation for my daughter. I said, very patriotic. They believed in the country. They salute the flag. They are one nation under God. And I'm just hoping. I'm just hoping against hope. But what happened with this Kyle Kashoff kid and Harvard? What was that briefly?
Well, Kyle is one of the Parkland kids. He was one of the high school students at the Parkland High School that got that was the scene of that terrible shooting a couple years back. And he became very well known for his advocacy. He sort of stood against the main thrust of the Parkland kids, who were arguing for a kind of like, let's repeal the Second Amendment and snatch all the guns, a very gun control centric sort of approach to advocacy. He represented something a little different, kind of a conservative. He stood apart. He made a name for himself going on Fox as the kind of anti-David Hogg, if you remember. That was the kid who was the face of Parkland.
Yep.
They were both accepted to Harvard. Some unfortunate texts or electronic communications that this kid Kyle made with his pals a couple of months before the shooting, when he was 16 years old, have come to light. They have come to light like it just happened by itself. I mean, somebody leaked them. Someone was trying to damage him and hurt them, and they're pretty ugly. It's pretty ugly stuff. It's not the kind of thing you would ever be proud of. It's racial and it's anti-Semitic.
But
he's 16. At the time of these comments. And so Harvard decided to rescind his admission. They decided to pull it back, so he won't be going to Harvard.
Unbelievable.
They have the right to do that, obviously. They could do whatever they want, but people are reacting the way, you know, there's a lot of parents out there this morning, I think, who are wondering, like, gosh, should I tell my kid never to go online? Should I tell him never to text? Should I tell him never to do any of the kinds of things that kids will do when they're 16.
Do you not tell your kids that? Tell my kids that exact same stuff?
Are you glad this stuff didn't exist when you were 16?
My Lord. I'd be in jail right now. And just to reiterate, this is from Kevin Cork from Fox News. It's not 2%. Donald Trump was at 1% in the 2015 poll from NBC. So you can't put credence in those polls right now.
So there's hope for Bill de Blasio, is what you're saying.
Man, you know what? Anything can happen, but I don't think that. Hey, Matthew, great to see you, brother. God bless with the children. And you're welcome here anytime. We appreciate it, my friend. Name of the book is Zero Hour for Gen X, Matthew Hennessy from the Wall Street Journal. Piscopo in the morning, 7:52 right now. Debbie's out there. Hi, Debbie. Checking out traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Matthew. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening here. Cross County westbound really moving slowly, getting out through Mount Vernon. Expect delays on 684 South, heading down through the area of Exit 6. It looks like you're moving slowly, getting down toward the area of Katona. It's going to be stop and go for you on the inbound side of the GWB 25, Lincoln 45, Holland okay from the Turnpike, but 20 in from Tunnelly Avenue. Has some earlier problems on Tunnelly Avenue in Jersey City by Secaucus Road. but they've been cleared away. 17 South jammed up, getting down toward Route 4, heading right through Paramus. It's busy on the Garden State Parkway South at 137. Accident just cleared. Bronx River Parkway South at 177th, a collision. The eastbound belt at Flatbush Ave, a crash there to deal with. Stop and go on the Grand Central Parkway West at 188th, a crash. And the LIE westbound slowing down through the BQE through the new construction pattern, getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Once upon a time, many years ago, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. I believe they called it a phone book. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
We've come a long way. Now, there's Salem Surround. We help deliver customers right to your front door with targeted digital marketing. These are the tools of the 21st century smart businesses use to succeed. And our team at Salem Surround can guide you through all the available options with the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. So you can spend time taking care of your customers. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. With Salem Surround, there are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Hey, my friends, you know what I drink every day? Super Beets. You probably know by now, I've interviewed throughout my career, I've interviewed people about nutrition. I'm a big believer in good supplements. And it turns out that beets are one of the richest dietary sources of antioxidants and natural occurring nitrates. It's actually amazing. Beets help support healthy circulation, support healthy blood pressure levels, improve natural energy and stamina. There's no added sugar. It's gluten-free, vegan. By the way, every serving contains dietary nitrates equivalent to 3 beets. Try Super Beets risk-free for 90 days. Visit PragerBeets, B-E-E-T-S, of course, .com. And with your first purchase, you'll get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide indicator strips to test your nitric oxide levels. Go to PragerBeets.com to get this special offer, or you can call 800-803-8851, 803-8851. Order today. That's 800-803-8851 or PragerBeets.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Commissioner Bratton is in the house. 8 o'clock after the news, the commissioner will join us live right here on AM 970, The Answer. I love telling you about Route 22 Toyota because I love you. All those nice, nice messages, those birthday messages yesterday, the Father's Day wishes, I love you for that. You're part of the family. We gather around our virtual kitchen table every morning, right? So I tell you stuff that's good. I'm telling you, I'm going to give you something for free now. See how I would do that? I don't want to bribe you with nothing, but I think for free at Route 22 Toyota, I'm going to give you past 8 o'clock, first 5 callers, next 5 minutes. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota if you call 855-621-9949. Just like that, 855-621-9949. You can check out the brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You will check out the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. And then when you meet Mr. Kinsella over there, he can offer you 0% APR financing, 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now Alex wants you to experience the smart way to service, so we have this for you from Route 22 Toyota. First 5 callers, next 5 minutes, I'll give you past 8 o'clock, okay? Free multi-point inspection, free oil change, free filter. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. First 5 callers, next 5 minutes. You want to call now, 855-621-9949. I love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Is that Joe Lumber? Joe Lumber. Joey, I got you, man.
I'm here.
How was it? Joe just got back from a 24-hour bike-a-thon. 24 hours, 8 in the...
262 miles is my final total.
Oh! Oh! From 8...
Down. Last year I did 377, so it was down this year. There was a lot of wind.
Yeah.
There was some drizzle and a little rain in the afternoon.
You sound good, though.
Crash at about 4:30 in the morning.
You crashed?
I just sent you some pictures.
Oh, you mean the bike went down?
I went down. Somebody fixing their light on the side of the road, and they were just far enough into the road that I hit them and went over.
Oh!
I scraped up my elbow and knees and stuff like that.
And you got back on your bike. You got back on your bike and you continued the race, right?
I finished that loop, and then I said, enough's enough.
All right. Weather-wise, Joe, because I want to hear more about this next break.
Rain at times today. It's going to come down hard, and other times very lightly. Low 70s. More showers and a thunderstorm tomorrow. And Thursday, we dry it out Friday into the weekend.
All right. But you're feeling okay. You're not hurt.
I'm hurt. I'm sore.
Oh, my gosh. We got to talk about it. I really admire that. 24, 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night, this guy rode bike.
8 o'clock the next morning.
Oh, my God. God bless you, Joey. We're going to talk to you next hour. And welcome back. I'm glad you're okay. Commissioner Bill Bratton will join us, the one, the only, with Piscopo in the morning. We're coming right back at you.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.